Hey, folks, thanks for listening today. You know, we've had a lot of emails and calls about growing medicinal plants in your backyard here in Costa Rica. So I just wanted to do a real quick synopsis of some information about medicinal plants and how much fun it is to grow. And there's so many benefits for it, too. But growing medicinal plants in your backyard in Costa Rica, well, it's a great way to embrace the country's rich biodiversity and natural healing traditions and sustainable living. First of all, let's talk about natural healing at your fingertips, literally. Costa Rica is home to an incredible variety of medicinal plants that have been used for centuries to treat all of our ailments. Plants like turmeric, aloe vera, ginger, and guanabana, well, they can help with everything from inflammation and digestion to boosting the immune system. Having these in your backyard means easy access to natural remedies whenever you need them. Of course, cost savings. Instead of purchasing expensive pharmaceutical drugs or herbal supplements, you're going to be able to grow and harvest your own medicine. This not only saves money, but also allows you to take control of your health naturally. Of course, this supports the Pura Vida lifestyle. The act of gardening itself promotes relaxation and a connection with nature. Both key components of the Pura Vida lifestyle, tending to your medicinal garden can reduce stress, improve mental health, and encourage mindfulness. Chemical-free and totally organic. When you grow your own medicinal plants, well, you control what goes into the soil. You can avoid pesticides and chemicals, ensuring that your remedies are pure organic and totally free from harmful additives. Of course, growing your own plants enhances biodiversity and sustainability. Medicinal plants attract pollinators like bees and butterflies, hummingbirds, creating a balanced ecosystem in your little garden. Plus, many medicinal plants are perennials, meaning they'll keep providing benefits year after year with minimal maintenance. Very easy to grow here. Costa Rica's tropical climate makes it perfect for growing a variety of healing plants year-round. Whether you have a small backyard or a larger piece of land, well, again, you can grow plants like aloe vera. It soothes burns, aids in digestion, and supports the immune system. Moringa, a superfood packed with vitamins and anti-inflammatory properties. Lemongrass, excellent for teas that help with digestion and relaxation. Guava, used for treating diarrhea, high blood pressure, and even skin infections. And tree spinach, chaya, a nutrient-rich plant that helps regulate blood sugar and boosts energy. Of course, cultural and traditional knowledge. By growing these plants, you're going to connect with Costa Rican herbal medicine traditions, learning from locals and even sharing remedies with friends and neighbors and family. Many Ticos still rely on these plants for everyday health needs and have done so for hundreds of years. In case of minor health issues, you're not going to need to rush to a pharmacy. From antiseptic plants like oregano to immune boosters like Echinacea, having a variety of medicinal plants ensures you're prepared for common daily ailments. Just a couple final thoughts. Cultivating medicinal plants in Costa Rica is more than just gardening. It's a commitment to wellness, to your sustainability, and the simple joys of nature. Whether you use them in teas, tinctures, or directly as remedies, your backyard can become a powerful source of healing while keeping you connected to the beauty and wisdom of the land. Hey, folks, thanks for listening. And keep in mind that we have over 400 podcast episodes now. Be sure and look into the program notes associated with each episode. And again, we invite you to listen to all of them. It's going to take you a while, but you're going to be a better person for it. More positive. You're going to learn a lot about Costa Rica and the Pura Vida lifestyle. But for now, start growing some of these medicinal plants. There's no downside, and it's a win-win situation for everybody. Thanks for listening. We appreciate your time, and we'll see you tomorrow with another episode.